Junkies look good.
Yeah.
It's.
What is this?
Okay, that's the recording of audio.
Brian Yossi David. The 21st of the year, 36th day of the Omer, 3rd of May. These week's shears have been sponsored in Nishma's official dick, whose Yorkshire is today.
Thank you. Thank you. Topic, halachic topic. Yeah, I'm going to speak to you about sending deliveries of food to goyim. I think it's very applicable nowadays, especially after the lockdown. It's a very trendy thing to do, and people tend to order foods and get it delivered. But before we start speaking about that, we can't go without mentioning the terrible tragedy which took place in Eretz Yisrael in Miron on Thursday night, Friday morning, early hours of the morning. It was a terrible, terrible incident. I don't remember such a bad incident in my lifetime. I'm young. But so many from Eden, Besar mi beisarenu, mi besarenu. Yeah, people who are close to us in Yiddishkeit, who unfortunately went in such a way.
Sorry.
Better? Huh? So they have a fascinating time today, the viewers. So, a terrible, terrible tragedy. Yeah, so happened to me. My son happened to be at the time this took place, and what we went through in those moments until we made contact. I can imagine what's gone through the families of Rahman al-Islam, the Holy Kedoshim, who passed away. The Marie Coulon, and I've mentioned this maybe in the past, but he grades the cutoff point in the Akdom of the Marie Coulon, one of the contemporary rabbis, Zinder Baruch Deutsch, who brought out the Marie Coulon. He tries to determine at what point in history do the Rishonim stop being Rishonim and become Achronim. And at what point in history do we become Achre Achronim. So he marks that after the Marie Coulon, by his Yosef Karo, a bit before of Yosef Karo, that's already the era of the Achronim. And the reason for that is that there was a new invention called print. You're able to print Svarim. Adas, if you wanted to transmit your Torahs, you'd have to write them down, and then someone else would have to rewrite it, and then someone else would have to rewrite it, and that's how the Chiddush HaRamban went from generation to generation. They kept on rewriting it. If they would have seen anything wrong in the manuscripts, in the writing, or anything which didn't make sense, they would straight away push it aside and not rewrite it. Why should someone go through so much trouble to rewrite something which doesn't make sense? So therefore you can be assured that the manuscripts we have of the Rishonim are so good, or so confident, because it wouldn't be rewritten. As soon as print came along, you press a button. Oh, in those days it was more than that. You'd have to put a template and be like a shtempel, and you do it, take a bit hard. But if you had a lot of money, no matter who you were, you could print your own chidushim. So from then onwards, we kind of have to question what we hear. Unless we know for sure that the person who's written it is someone who is taking on, we have to see what he writes. So therefore we treat him like a chredim. Now we come to the era of computers. Yeah? Any amaretz, any fool, can print you colored papers, colored sheets, spread them all around shuls, write chidushim, which he thinks is a chidush, and you just a click of a button, and he can print you thousands. He can print 1,000 copies of books, of svarim. And one Feldheim was telling me, the owner of Feldheim was saying, you don't know how many svarim come out every day in Eretz Yisrael. It's good. Yagdil Torah ve'adil. Yeah? But you have to, now you need to come to Askomas. I'm saying today, unfortunately, after the incident in Miron, I started thinking, how can the generation go even further down and be even more dangerous? Today there's something called social media. people can spread around their divrei Torah or their thoughts, why this happened, why that happened, or where is it merumas, where is this, and spread it to hundreds of thousands of people in 1 second, and one passes it to the other one. Such tuyot, such amiratza, such things which are not sensitive things, and all get spread, unfortunately, to what we've come today. So I think one thing Rabbi Chazek himself says, to start ignoring more what comes out very cheaply and instantly. These things are not so important. So it's definitely a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ones who are nifta, are close to Hashem, they've got answers and explanations to everything. We are left with questions. That's where the emunah and bitachon and Hashem comes. Emunah comes when things we don't have clarity. But we know there's a cheshbon in Shamayim, but it's coming to awaken us. And I'm saying 45 people who were killed, who died, or 45 from all different areas of the Haredi world and the Frum world. No one can say it's my Hasidus, it's that Hasidus, it's Yenum's Hasidus, this, all of them. Sfaradim, Yemenites, Gerer, Hasidim, Belze, Tol Desaron, Mizrahi, all. It's a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where you could unite so many people. Remember, unity you feel in Miron is something exceptional. I've been in a few years, I used to go there. The Achdus you find there, you don't find anywhere else. So we have to be mechazik ourselves on Achdus and make sure that we stop being divisive. Let's go back to our subject, the halachic topic which we were supposed to speak about. So we find a lot of deliveries, food being delivered through Goyim, and it's become a very fashionable way of buying food. Once upon a time, you'd get up, you'd go to the restaurant, maximum you do the order, prior, you'd make an order, pick it up yourself. Nowadays, what you do is you phone up,
you click
the button. Someone even showed me that you can even watch the person going from place to place. You know exactly where he is. It's mamish, it could help in halacha. Yeah? So we've got an issue which erupted, which got created is, do we have to seal the food? What happens if a delivery comes unsealed? And sometimes you get delivery. So you get the people who are, we'll call them nudnikim in the kashrus world. Yeah? And they call up the kashrus authority, came without sellotape, came without this. What should I do? It's wrong, it's this. But you get people who don't know the halacha. And all of a sudden you get delivery of this goy coming along, and giving you a delivery of fish, chips, whatever it is, and there's no, yeah, say there's a kashrus box. It is, but it's not sealed. Huh? With meat. We'll soon hear that not only with meat. Anything which you can change for trade for food, anything, whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa, Issa D'Rabbanon, all need a seal. Some need the double seal, some need the one seal. The Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes says, yeah? We're trying the short time we have to cover as much as we could. The Gemara says, Agad, Omar Rav, Chavit asur bechotem echad, hamapag mutar bechotem echad. Chavit is a gematria. The Gemara Maskona pushes off the ches as being cholov, because it's a lesser iser, or it's added on as well, but it's chatichas dag. A piece of fish, which you don't see the scales on, today you'd call it fried fish, yeah, without the skin. Bothel is meat, yain, and tcheles. In the olden days, they used to send with a goy, sometimes they would send the tcheles. And tcheles was easily forged. There was kala ilan, which the Gemara says looks very similar to tcheles. So these things need to be choysem, better choysem. That means you need a double seal to it. We're not going to go into the details about what's regarded as a seal, but it has to be something that you have to, how do you say, split or open up two things here. And therefore, it'll be noticed that someone tampered with it, or the goy probably won't go to that effort to go twice if it's sealed twice. The Gemara continues, says, Champag. There's other Yisurim, which could be confused for Yisurim, but they are allowed with one seal. Yeah? So it's like pas, like bread, it says here, different examples of Isurim, which will soon say Murias, different Isurim. Rashi says the difference between the first group and the second group is the value. The first group, fish, meat, those are things which have lot,
big value. And therefore there's a chashash that the guy you're sending it with might forge it. Why? Because he's got a... It's expensive. It's rare. Yeah, it's more expensive than any other...
You might trade for meat for cheaper.
Presumably, 100%. Trade for cheaper is cheaper. But what will he do with the meat? I never understood. What will he do with the meat? Sell it to another Jew. A Jew can't buy from a goy meat. Yeah? But same thing with Amaratzim will buy it. There's people who buy it. Yeah, they see who you got. Took it from the Jew and you're going to be Nagano. It's not a problem. You always find clients for things. Yeah? The other group, according to Rashi, hasn't got so much value. For such little this as Rashi, the goy won't bother. The Rashba holds differently. The Rashba holds that the difference between the first group and the second group is Isurim Deoraisa and Isurim Derabona. Something which is an Isur Deoraisa, which you can change it, for instance, the fish, you can give tray for fish to the Isur Deoraisa. Meat, you can give a tray for meat. It's an Isur Deoraisa. Anything which is an Isur Deoraisa, Vastam Yainam is a different subject, you treat it like Yain Nesach. Anything which is, you can confuse it for something which is also the Oraisa, you need a double seal, says the Rashba. Something which is only an Issa de Rabbonim, and I say only, I mean, not only, Chalila v'chas, Tevim de'idecha miyayin, yeah? Divrei Chazal are stronger than the Yenish of Torah, but Leimbaista, the Chumra of Issa de Rabbonim, is a lower level. And therefore, one seal will be enough if you want to send it with a koi. That's what the Rashba holds. From the Rambam seems to be that from his Loshen, it's mashma like the Rashba. That he holds the same as the Rashba. There's a third shita in all of this, is Tosfos. Yeah? Tosfos brings a shita. Tosfos holds, Pirush Rashi lefisha dmei mekorim, because it's expensive. Says Rabbeinu Ephraim about David, no, that doesn't. There's a difference between Isurim shel Isur be'eineh to Taroivus. The first group is talking about Isur be'eineh. If the guy switches it, we have got a chashash that he'll provide me Isur be'eineh, a shtick flesh, a piece of meat, a piece of fish, the Isur be'eineh. Whereas the other group is Taroivus. It's Isur, it's Chomul, but it's not Isur be'eineh. Some chiluk like that, and in between chiluk between Rashi and Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam. Like the Rashba, that it's got to do with it's an Issa d'Oraisa or not an Issa d'Oraisa. There's a furthermore, Rabbeinu Tam says, brings a stira between two sugyas, and he says that this whole chashash is if you send through a Jewish person who, an Amaretz, yeah, or someone who is a Muma, yeah, someone who doesn't keep Torah. But a Goy, you don't have that chashash. Yeah? Because by a Goy, he'll be more worried, whereas the Jew who becomes is not frum or is not someone who keeps Torah mitzvahs, then what happens is he feels people trust him more because of his status of being a Yid. And therefore there's a worry he might tamper. He might feel more confident to play around and not. And that's why you need a double chosim. But otherwise, one chosim is enough. Lalocha is not taking on. Even though the Ramos says you could be making in certain circumstances, if it came opened up or it came this, you can be making like there. Now, Lemaise, we should really require that all deliveries today, which come out from the shop, should be double sealed according to that. Unless you're having a pizza delivery, yeah? Which that might be Nisud Rabbonim, Gvinasakum, Pass. It's already a lower, couldn't do what you said. Maybe you shouldn't, for those, you need one seal is enough. There's an interesting Ozarua, Marach Ozarua, which the Ramo brings. And the Darkei Moshe seems to hold like that. And the Shulchan Aruch also brings it. But the Shulchan Aruch brings it in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. It says, Tosa says, and it's a Gemara early on in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, dialogue between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish about how close it's called when you're trading with a goy, how close. And then Rabbi Chanina refers to Rish Lakish and says, Lo yalachta leTzur? Did you not go and visit Tzur? Tzur was a Jewish town where there was a lot of goyim as well. Miyamecha veroisa Yisrael veAkum sheshoftu shtei gderos al gabei kira achas veloi choshu lahem chachomim. In the olden days, they didn't have their own kitchens. They used to have communal kitchens. He says, didn't you see that the Yidden go and cook next to the, where the Goy cooks, next to each other? Says the Gemara, what should the Chachomim be concerned about? So he says, Amar Abayim Mishum Bosa Nevela, Lo Yamrin and Dilma Mehader Ape Yisrael Achoyre. Maybe the Jew turns around for a moment, and the Goy will put a Nevela into the Jewish pot. Why are we so charitable? So nice. Yeah? So Tosu says, Pirishri Shadi Bosa Khusha Sheloy Veshokil Bosa Shmeina. Make no mistake. You don't get charity there. He's not putting from his meat into you because he wants to give you more. He wants to take from your pot a piece of meat, which is a basar shmeina, and he wants to put instead of that a basar kosher. And the Gemara says, we're not worried. We're not concerned that you might have turned around and he might have switched it. We're not worried. So says Tosfos, all of this is kedei l'arviach. The only concern we have that a goy might switch something is if he's got any gain in switching it. But if he's got no gain, bechinam, kedei lehachshil es Yisrael, l'shem shamayim, to be machshil yid, to make him eat treifas, we've got no worry that a goy will want to do that. Lo yichai shinan, afilo hoylech lemerchak. Even if the Jew left the pot and went far away, you haven't got to worry that he might change it if he has no gain. Nafkamina would be, according to Tosfos, if the Jew also has basar kechusha, yeah, he's got shmata meat, then what's the Indian about the goy will not change it? So Tosfos seems to hold that the whole concern of leaving meat unattended, or sending by, I'm adding on, or sending by a goy, is only if the goy has a gain in it. If a goy will gain something from it. But mabekach, let's think about the deliveries which you get from restaurants. What interest would the goy have to go to the Goyish KFC or McDonald's or all the Goyish and go and switch your chicken or your fish for non-kosher? Is he got an interest in that? Sorry?
Built on root or something.
Oh, very good. That's in my mind. When I'm learning sugya, I kept that in my mind. Because he's got a responsibility here. He has to deliver something. Yeah? But generally, without that, would he have an interest of changing it? Well, yeah, I'm going to keep the meat. No, I'm going to keep the keep. That. Oh, you know, this restaurant is good. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to go and get the ghee, the different one. The chances are very low. So the Ramah Paskin and the Shulchan Aruch also brings the Rabbeinu Tam. This Balat Tosfos, he brings it. Sorry.
The element of chance that there could be a switch between the actual deliveries, and that he's
Someone told me that when you go into these apps, it's a bit confusing because they all work for one company of deliveries. So sometimes you don't see whether you're ordering from the kosher place or from none. This is already the highest of the person who's ordering. Yeah. It's not the delivery man makes a mistake. It's you made a mistake in your order. So that's a different question.
No, but
the delivery man makes a mistake and goes and fetches from where? He can only fetch what you ordered. So
it's not your order.
Huh?
It happens. Such things.
It happens. It's a frightening thing. Okay. So let's first establish what the Ramah says.
Is uncovered meat or food.
Sorry?
If you left uncovered.
Yeah,
Bosa Shin
Salim Minayim. Yeah. Bosa Shin Salim, it's Ramah, Bediyevit, yeah? Machlok is Rabin Levi in the Gemara, Shulchanoch is very Machme. This is all you should know. When it comes to food, the Sfaradim are more Machme than Ashkenazim food. Apart from kidneys and Pesach, I can't remember many chumas you have. It has treifas me Machme very much. And it has Bishulakum me Machme. Bosa Shin Salim Minayim. Rambam and Rif. No way. Nisalim Minayim. And the Chachmoinus at home, how can we leave a cleaner with the meat? And big problems. The Ramah is maker, like Levi. And he says, but yeah, but you can be maker. Yeah? Now, let's go back to what we are saying. Based on this Ramah, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to bring it in Sifyut. I'll read you out the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Sifyut, HaMeniach Nochri Bebeiso Bo Dvorim Sheim Huchlefu Yesh Bahem Afilu Isu Teira. If he's Yoitze V'nichnas, we don't have to worry because Afilu Shoz Man Rav, you didn't tell the goy when you're coming back home. So pay attention that Shulchan Aruch is talking about at home. Interesting. He's talking about at home. He's talking about deliveries. Even though the beginning of the Siman and Siman Kuf Yud Ches, he speaks about deliveries. Shaleach biyad goy. Yeah? Here, he's talking about near. But the Meister seems to be the same halacha. So, the goy was always concerned. Yotzei v'nichnas. We're worried when he'll come in. So says the Shulchan Aruch, lo yichayshin Hashem ahichlif. Afilim unehena bechalipim. Even if the goy has some ano, he has gain if he'll change your meat, we're not worried, because always there's a yotzei v'nichnas here. Says the Shulchan Aruch, avalim oydir shedayto lishois. He told him, I'm going to Bournemouth. I'm going away for a few days. I'm not going to be here. So writes the Shulchan Aruch also. Why? Because we're worried the goy might change, even if it's in your house. So says the Shulchan Aruch, ve'im eino nehena bechalipin, mutu becholinyan. If the goy has absolute no hano by changing the meat, the stoisos, which you just read, if he has absolute no hano, then we haven't got a problem. Because why should he change? He's not gaining anything. Shulchan Aruch seems to be giving an impression that if the goy, just l'shem lishma, to make you eat treifa, a goy won't do it. But if he's got a monetary gain or some hano from it, then he might do it. And that's where the suspicion comes. The Ramo brings the same halacha. Seems to be that that's the perach mate aron. First of all, you should know, a lot of achronim argue with this. Argue with the Tosfos Raya. Tosfos brings a Raya from a certain boat which came along with Murias. Murias used to mix Yain Nesach, and it says that one of the Amoraim said as soon as he got to shore, he put a security guard. They asked him, what happened? Why until now you didn't put someone to look after it whilst it's on the boat? Why only here? He says, no, where it came from, the wine is very expensive. No one will mix wine into the Murias. Here, it's the opposite. The Murias is more expensive. Why? Here's a chashat, and he put him there. So we see from here, that's what Tosfos brings the Raya, that if the guy has no gain, he won't stand, go and put yain, go and do something else if he has no gain. There's no clear Raya, because the Gemara says, if he'll have a loss, he won't do it. If he doesn't have a gain and not a loss, it's not, but Tosfos seems to hold that that's the case, and that's what the Rabban Shulchan Aruch hold. There's a lot of rabbis in Saloniki in the time of the Knesset HaGdola. One was called the Perach Mate Aron, the Knesset HaGdola. The Erech HaShulchan came years later. All these rabbis argued with the Shulchan Aruch. They argued with the Raya from Tosfos, and they hold that no, we do have instances where Goyim want to dafka give us to each Reifus, and therefore when Chazal made the Gzeira, that the goy might change something? Yes, they wouldn't have made it only for the dafkaniks, but they made it general and they included the dafkaniks. So long you've got to worry of some goy wanted to do dafka. One of them even brings a myself wrong. Yeah, he was called Ashkenazi. Probably came from Ashkenaz, they call him Ashkenazi. And he writes a long story about Don Yitzchak Abarbanel. By the Abarbanel, there was a case that he was close to the king, and the king invited him for a meal, and he told him, you bring your own food, don't worry, like we have here when you go for the tea party by the queen. Yeah, you got specially catered, you got your own meal, and the king had his own. Now the king decided, I'm going to see if this man is holy or not, or I'm going to test him out with the heat. What happened was, in the middle of the meal, they were sitting down, the king goes to Abarbanel and says, look how I can throw this arrow very, very far. Look how far I can get. Abarbanel lifted his head and was watching. He turned again. They wanted to continue to eat. The Abarbanel wouldn't eat. The king is telling him, eat. He wouldn't eat. He says, eat. No, I'm not eating. The king got angry with him, furious. What are you doing? You're not eating. I told you to bring your own food and all that. No. Kibalnu, we received from Chazal. I turned my head away, I wasn't watching, and the story was that the king had changed the plates. He did change the plates. And he realized the gadlus and the greatness of the Abarbanel. This is a story brought in a book, Sefer called Myself Rome. And he writes, based on that, he's mechazik to argue on the Shulchan Aruch Pesach. The Perach Mate Aaron makes a difference. And this is what we'll end off with, yeah? The Perach Mate Aaron was from Saloniki as well, very early, in the time of the Knesset HaGdola, yeah? Knesset HaGdola is quoted by Magen Avraham, so you can imagine, it took about 400 years ago, yeah? Now, the Perach Mate Aaron is called Prachia. His family name is Prachia Kohen. They say he came from Ben-Gurion, not this Ben-Gurion. The Rakdim of Ben-Gurion, the Kohen, yeah? So, Lehavdil, when Kohen is Lehavdil. And he was a Kohen, and he writes in a Sefer to be Meyashev, to say there's no Raya. The Shulchan Aruch did take the idea of the Tosfos, but there's a difference between when you're in the house to when you're sending a delivery or you're sending a shliach, a goy, when he's outside the house. When he's outside and traveling and taking something for you, then we've got a chashad that he might change it for. I thought of using your svara to try and sharpen this. Yeah, what does it mean? When you're going out, you've got a responsibility. You have to replace whatever gets lost here. So I'm saying these delivery people, if they go losing something, they're not going to go back and say, we lost it. Maybe they'll go to the Kentucky Fried Chicken and get you some. I don't know. It could be serious like that, yeah? So therefore, when they're doing that, says, what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, it changes to Hameniach. If you leave a goy in your house, or you leave in a set place, he's not traveling with the meat. On that day, then only if he's got Hana, will he change it. If he's got no, I'll change it. So that's what they're. The Maaseh today, is a very easy way of getting. If you do receive a delivery where it's not sealed, lechoira, based on the Ramoy, there's room to be maker. Yeah, you know it came from there. You know that what Indian, what interest would the guy have? So you're going to say, well, you fell and you got your different. But it's wrong. Lechatchila, this should never happen. People should call the Kashrus authority and tell them this is what happened, and it shouldn't reoccur. Yeah. And there's another thing is, they could easily, if the mashgiach, whoever is there, sealing thing, takes a picture. And that's it. Once you take a picture, you pass on the picture, you've got exactly, you know what you're receiving. That's the problem, that the Shulchan Aruch also makes a chiluk. And makes a difference whether the person receiving knows your siman or doesn't know your siman, yeah? When he knows your siman, it could be even more lenient. Yeah, even one siman would be enough. But if he doesn't know your siman, two you need. So there's ways of getting about these things. I just want to be clear that you should know that it's becoming more and more widespread, this idea of getting deliveries, and you have to keep your eyes open. And also with a mistake which you mentioned here, that people can order and it's all one company doing it, and sometimes you can click on the wrong shop which you're ordering from and not realizing this is not a kosher one and that's a kosher one. Usually when you walk in person into a place, you can see the signs there. The document, the certificate is there. But when you're ordering online, you have to be very careful. Well, you've got another minor as well, that when you do order from the right place, you can apparently follow the guy who's delivering exactly where he is. So here, if we know he fell and he has to go and buy somewhere else, you'll ask, why is he delayed? It's taking him 5 minutes longer. So then he said, oh, might have changed it. Otherwise, that could be an extra Simon and Hacker. Okay, call to. I'm not about to say, 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 I'm not about to say,